Dictation for Susan House, House, August 2840. Address as a letter to Dr. Hilary, Hillary, Shims, Shemes, 989-875-5168. Dear Dr. Shims, consultation Mrs. House, abnormal kidney function. Weight is down from 134 to 123. Three small meals. Some abdominal discomfort, but not always related to eating. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Denies esophageal reflux. There is chronic constipation without bleeding. Urine without incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood, although some degree of frequency, urgency, but not nocturia. No gross edema, numbness. Denies chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. Denies the use of oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine. He follows with cardiology Dr. Alkik, A-L-K-K-I-E-K, because of a heart attack early this year, 2024, requiring a stent at Midland. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents or localized bone discomfort. Some bruises, but no bleeding nose or gums. No skin rash or pruritus. The last few weeks, she has noticed some nightmares, feeling like there is a man with a cowboy hat in her room. She realizes that this is not true. There has been abnormalities on kidney function, reason for this consultation. Next paragraph, the past medical history for long-term hypertension. She denies diabetes, does have coronary artery disease, heart attack, stents early this year. She's not aware of congestive heart failure, valve abnormalities, or pacemaker. Denies TIAs or a stroke, defense thrombosis, or pulmonary embolism. She was not aware of kidney problems before. She was not aware of peripheral vascular disease. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding. Does have a history of migraines, chronic back pain, arthritis. Next paragraph, surgeries including colonoscopy and benign polyps, coronary artery stent, gallbladder, bilateral cataract surgery, lens implant, DNC postmenopausal, tubal ligation appendix, left-sided knee scope. Next paragraph, reported side effects to tramadol, sulfa, amoxicillin, Celexa ACE inhibitors. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, pressing, or pass. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include aspirin, Lipitor, Plavix, Toprol, Protanix, Soloft, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system done, as indicated above, otherwise negative. Next paragraph on physical exam, present weight 123. She says that 9 months ago, 134, 60 inches tall. Blood pressure 118/74 on the right, 174/70 on the left. I rechecked the right side, it as there was a difference, and it was high 170/70. Alert, oriented sign 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress, lens implant, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia, no JBD or palpable neck masses, no thyroid lymph nodes, minor carotid bruise, lungs are distant clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness masses. There are good pulses, femoral and popliteal, decreased posterior tibialis, as well as dorsal pedis bilateral. However, no gangrene, no focal deficit, minor degree of muscle wasting. non-neurological abnormalities. Next paragraph. Chemistries. Back in August, creatinine has changed from a baseline 0.9 to 1 about 10 months ago. Progressively recent, 121, 117, 116, and back in August, 119, with a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated. GFR appears to be stabilizing around 45 to 50. That will be a stage 3. At that time, in August, mild anemia 12.9 with a normal white blood cell platelets. During analysis, no protein, no blood. An echocardiogram back in August, normal ejection fraction, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Normal thyroid studies. There was a CT scan back in February, chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast. There is calcified plaque, abdominal aorta. The aortic arch has a bovine appearance. There was a high-grade proximal stenosis with post-stenotic dilatation of the celiac artery. Probably bilateral renal artery stenosis. Other arteries open. There is coronary artery calcifications, no pulmonary emboli, normal liver, portal vein open, probably fatty liver, no bile dilatation, normal spleen pancreas, kidneys no obstruction, no abnormalities on urinary bladder, uterus is absent, gallbladder absent, next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, abnormalities documented, elevated, more than 3 months in between. I recheck chemistries. This consultation, November the 26th, creatinine stabilizing around 1.15, representing a GFR 47 stage 3. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Present electrolyte, acid-base, calcium is normal. Phosphorus below 4.8, no need for binders. A new cell count, no anemia. I did a kidney ultrasound. Both kidneys are a small size, 8.3 on the right, 8.1 on the left. No obstruction. She does likely has renal artery stenosis based on the CAT scan back in February. We discuss different options, including monitoring blood pressure and adding ARBs, as she's allergic to ACE inhibitors, or potentially considering an angiogram. And renal artery stenting. I will favor the last one. I will send her to opinion from vascular surgeon or interventional radiologist. She is going to monitor blood pressure before I add the ARB losartan or equivalent, monitor chemistries in a regular basis. Her abdominal pain might be related to the celiac artery stenosis. Continue management of atherosclerosis. Remains on aspirin and Plavix. Remains on cholesterol treatment. Given the coronary artery stent, we should probably wait a year anniversary before doing procedures. End of dictation.